snake skin? And who's the other guy that's singing in Van Halen? When did reality become TV? Whatever happened to sitcoms, game shows, on the radio? Was Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana? There was U2 and Blondie, music still on MTV. Two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool.
Hello, and welcome back. Phone number to contact show, 636-487-HAN, or WFOD show on Skype. Our guest tonight is Grammy-nominated musician, voiceover actor, and now podcaster, Jarrett Reddick. You can download past and present episodes of his show at JarrettGoesToTheMovies.com. Jarrett, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You know, it never gets old hearing the Grammy-nominated things. Like, I feel like, and that sticks with me forever. It's like, doctor, I feel like I should be able to put that on my return address when I send mail.
Well, it's like, I mean, that's the big one, too. I mean, you know, you get fucking Golden Globe. Who gives a shit? But, you know.
Yeah, it's the biggie. It's, you know, the funny thing is, though, is I'm sort of Emmy nominated, too, because the song won an Emmy. But the show got it. You know, like, the writer and performer don't get it. The show gets it. So,
well, that's bullshit.
So, did you
win, or you were nominated? No.
Yeah, Phineas and Ferb won.
So you did the theme song to that show?
Correct, yeah.
Napier, are you familiar with the Phineas and Ferb?
Not really, but I think my my wife's sister, I think she probably watched it a lot.
Well, I mean, you can brag now. You're talking to the guy who made the theme song to that show.
Excellent.
That's right. Number one cartoon in the world for about 8 years. So, you know, that's
It's a duck that solves crimes, right?
It is not a duck that solves crimes.
It's not a duck that solves crimes.
There's a platypus involved.
Oh, a platypus. Yeah, same thing, right?
I think you're thinking DuckTales or something crazy. I don't know what you're on, but it's a completely different show.
Oh, Duckman.
Duckman. And Darkwing Duck. Sure. Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
So you're the voice of Chuck E. Cheese, too, right?
I think it'd be funny if Duckman was just, he wasn't a duck at all. He was just amazing at avoiding things that are being thrown at him.
Are you still the voice of Chuck E. Cheese also?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Now, how does that work exactly? Do they it's the same show everywhere, right? The Chuck E. Cheese show, and I mean, do you like record all your stuff in one day and then?
Yeah, pretty much. It's the same show in 540 restaurants. But is about five shows a year. So one for every season and then a holiday show. And it's one day you go in, they have it all scripted and which songs I'm going to sing mapped out, and we just knock it out.
Do you ever have like a responsibility to like put on the Chuck E. Cheese outfit and make personal appearances or something?
No, it's written strictly in my contract that I never have to put that thing on. So. But I can only imagine what young teenagers have done while wearing that thing. I don't want any part of that. So,
is that weird to think about that, like, right now you're performing in 500 pizza joints?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, that's okay. I mean, I guess I sort of am used to that whole thing with just, like, being on the radio and on TV shows and stuff. But, I think it's just more the nostalgia of it, because I grew up going, my grandparents had a Chuck E. Cheese, and that's where I spent my summers, and in Lawton, Oklahoma, and so I got to go there, you know, once a week sometimes, and I absolutely loved that, the animatronics and stuff like that as a kid, and, you know, it's obviously changed as far as the way that it's set up and who they're catering to this day and age, but still, I mean, in all honesty, it's the coolest job ever, because, you know, it'd be like anything else. If, you know, to me, it's like I'm the voice of Mickey Mouse or something.
Right.
It's that big.
You know, it's weird, because I imagine that the majority of your podcast listeners probably followed you from one of the other. I mean, you've been in music for 20 years, I think I read somewhere.
Yeah, 22 Bowling for Soup's been together. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like a lot of my projects are things where somebody has found me in one place and sort of followed me
to other places,
to another place. And, you know, it's not a perfect, there's no formula, you know, just because I'm in other bands too.
Yeah.
None of them are near as successful as Bowling for Soup. And I mean, not even a fraction. So you know, it's definitely not one of those things where every single person likes everything that I do, but I think that's okay. It's nice to just be able to go out there and do different things. And, the podcast thing is something I got into a long time ago before I even knew what a podcast was. And
yeah.
I would just press record and talk for 2 hours and I didn't edit it or anything. I just put it out and, you know, it got really popular and I kind of quit doing it. And, now, I have a partner, Rich, who is kind of keeps me on track and sticking to the formula and sticking to an actual schedule. And it's a lot of fun, and it's fun to have somebody to help do some of the work too. So, I'm really enjoying it. We're doing ET this week. And so, you know, that's another cool aspect of my podcast is essentially for the listeners who are listening is, it's called Jarrett Goes to the Movies. And I basically just watch a movie and then talk about it.
Right.
That's it. And,
and it's fine. And where I was going was that I was going to say, I'm probably one of the rare people that found your podcast. And then like the podcast is interesting, Napes, because we kind of, what happens is they start talking about like Back to the Future, and like, they're like, you know, they're talking about specific things about Back to the Future. And then like Jarrett, you know, mentions, oh yeah, by the way, I got in a bar fight, with Gavin DeGraw. And it's like it's very I guess ADD would be the best way to describe it, because it kind of goes off the rail. I'm not going to go and say, oh, it's similar to this show, but you know, we tend to stray from maybe our initial topic.
I'm definitely one of those ones. It's hard for me to. I mean, and so even Bowling for Soup shows. I mean, I'll start talking about something in between songs and. 10, 15, 20 minutes later, we're off on something completely different. We realize we haven't played a song in a while. Like,
oh, so. Hey, but man, maybe play another song, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that does, that conversation happens from time to time, but, but yeah, I mean, that's just it. We do end up going off and it leads into a lot of, again, nostalgia things and, you know, things that people that I've met along the way in my career and yada yada. So it's more than just about the movie, but eventually, you know, we do end up talking about that. So I've been having a lot of fun doing it, and it's definitely something that I want to grow and keep doing.
It's not hard to do.
No, it's because it's fun. It's essentially, you know, it's my friend Rich and I just met about a year ago. And when we first met, I could not stand the guy. I mean, I literally could not stand him. And it's because he's completely different from me. I'm like the nicest person you will ever meet, and I would never say anything, even if it were true, to hurt anybody's feelings or whatever. But he's completely just honest all the time, and just he's like, he's the guy that is like, if a girl is like, does this shirt make me look fat? He will just go, yes, it does, you know. And it's like, so and again, he likes completely different stuff than I do. So I think it's a good dynamic, and it makes it fun for me too, because, you know, anytime somebody's opinion differs from mine, I think it's hilarious, and it leads down that path a lot of times.
Well,
and
nobody wants to listen to an agreement show where everybody's just happy with each other. Like, yeah, good idea, man. That's awesome.
Man, you're so right too. And you know, that's just it. It's like, even doing interviews with my bandmates sometimes, you know, they've heard me answer the questions, these same questions so many times. A lot of times then they'll sort of get in and start answering them the way that I would answer them. And that just gets weird. You know, it's like, get out of my head. And it's because, you know, again, it's been a long time.
So you like tour the country and do like the morning zoo in Cincinnati, and then you go do the same show in Cleveland, and they say, so where did you get the name Bowling for Soup?
You're exactly right. Yeah, it's that. And it's funny because it's, you know, I don't know, man. It's like, to be honest, it's like you can only be asked – you know, the har-har factor of being asked what my favorite soup is like, it's sort of long past, but I don't want to be a dick about it. But at the same time, it's like, you know, 22 years of something.
Now I really want to know what his favorite soup is.
Yeah, right. Well, it's minestrone, which I consider more of a stew, but, you know, it's delicious.
It's like meatballs, isn't it?
No, minestrone is like an Italian soup. It's like what you would get like as an appetizer at a nice Italian restaurant. It's a lot of vegetables and, sometimes it can have meat in it, but it's mostly like an Italian vegetable soup. It's freaking good, especially if you don't feel well.
Have you guys ever tried to do the, psychic question thing where you write down what you think that the people in the morning zoo are going to ask you, see how close you can get?
We have, but actually the funny thing is that we, when we really started to do this a lot, we had a game where we could never answer the where did you get the name Bowling for Soup question the same way. So once you did it one way, you had to make up a completely different answer.
And that's how legends are made.
Dude, we did it for years. Years we did that. And, you know, then you just sort of find yourself wanting to play a different game. And, but, I mean, those questions are so – it is the same. So we've talked about not going someday and just sending our crew because they've heard us answer the questions so much they can just answer them for us. And we thought it'd be funny to say, hey, Jarrett's Guitar Tech is here. Okay, where did they get the name? Okay, well, they got it off of a Steve Martin album.
You could probably just pre-record – like an answer pack and do way more press, like just send it to everyone and say, this is your exclusive interview with Bowling for Soup.
It's actually a genius idea. You just pre-record all the answers and send them what the questions are. Cause they edit their voices to make them sound more slick anyway. And so, you know, but they never try to make the artist sound more slick. So that would actually be really funny.
I sent an email to, the Silver Sun Pickups, and they sent me something similar. They're like, no, we're not going to do the show. However, you know, this is us introducing our new single, if you'd like to play our new single. And I guess that's better than like a straight up no, but at the same time.
Yeah, that's better than go fuck yourself. But at the same time, it's like, it is very much like, we don't have time, but if you want to promote our band.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
I don't know. I don't know that I really have that in me. You know, I think, you know, I mean, I guess we're guilty of that in that, like, you know, radio stations that we haven't visited will used to get, not anymore, but I mean, back in the day when we were on the radio all the time, you know, they would get us to pre-record liners or record liners. So, you know, you're listening to the Morning Zoo with Stiff and Amy, and, you know, and then, you know, and I'm Jarrett and this is my favorite morning show and I'm going through Boise, Idaho. And, so in a way, I guess that's some sort of the same thing.
Yeah, and then they play it every now and then, and you're like, oh yeah.
Have you ever been actually surprised by a question like, "What's your blood type?"
Yeah, I mean those are always kind of fun. I think the more interesting interviews in the past are just ones where that, you know, you feel like they actually did a little bit of homework and found something that you're interested in and kind of go out on, you know, and I don't know. It feels good as an artist to know that someone actually took the time to prepare. And again, I don't really care that much.
Right, right.
It does make it for a more interesting morning and make you feel a little bit better about waking up at 6:45.
Not doing the same damn thing over and over again. You're being engaged in some way.
Yeah, you know, and to me, I think it makes it for more. I guess we talk about this one all the time. So that we, you know, the small town radio back, and again, even before we were on radio, so we would be super excited just to be having a show in a certain town and be invited in to talk on the radio. And I remember one specifically, the DJ opens up and he's just like, you know, here we are, you're listening to such and such here in Abilene, Texas, and we've got our good friends Bowling for Soup in the studio. So you guys, you're in town.
Please carry our show for the next half hour.
I'm like, and so I'm just like, was that the, are you, yes?
So you're in town.
Was that the, so you're in town was his opening question.
And nope.
At that point, I'm just like, you know, okay, this is.
This is going to be rough.
My dogs are fighting in the background.
I just hit him with the spray bottle. That's what.
So, what do you have, like, a set day that your episodes come out?
Yeah, we release them on Thursday nights so that morning commuters have them on the app or in their iTunes on Friday morning. It goes through Podbean, but like you said, you can find all the outlets on JarrettGoesToTheMovies.com. But yeah, Thursday nights we record them on Tuesday. Get the artwork. We do artwork for each show that's based upon the actual movie poster. And so that comes out, and then they're uploaded Thursday nights and out Friday morning for that commuter. If you know, if somebody's driving on the weekend or whatever, and then do it all again the next week. I'm actually about to start touring again in February, and so we're going to have to kind of get a few in the can.
So you're gonna pre-record a bunch of them so that you can keep up with your schedule.
Gonna have to get two or three for sure. I mean, I like keeping them current because a lot of times you sound like you've listened before. I mean, we will go into a current event every once in a while, so you know I don't want to get too comfortable with you know having them you know in the can, but. You know, there's nothing I can really do about it because I'm going to be in a whole other country. So, and it's 6 hours ahead of him. So really doing them while over there is not going to be the easiest thing.
And, it's Jarrett Goes to the Movie. I do recommend it, guys, because it's a movie show, but it's kind of not really a movie show. It is a movie show, but it's not just a movie show.
and you know, to your point, you don't necessarily have to be a Bowling for Soup fan or like – the music that I very seldom even really talk about it. So unless it's like someone that I've met along the way or whatever, right. Which those stories are usually pretty interesting just because it's, if I'm going to tell it, obviously it was worth me using the air to say it. But, I think people will dig it. I've started to listen to more podcasts, you know, here and there. I mean, I'm still sort of stuck in the Howard Stern world, so I listen to that while I'm driving a lot. But you know, I'm starting to understand the whole podcast world a little bit more, and it's pretty cool, man. I mean, I like the fact that someone who, you know, and you guys doing this internet show, I love it, man. I love the fact that someone has a cool idea and can just get out there and do their show, and people can listen and interact, and it's, you know, it's. Things have come a long way in the last few years, that's for sure.
And then, like, after you do it for a while, you have, like, this probably unnecessary superiority complex where you get mad at other people for trying to do it and thinking
yeah,
that...
Oh, I'm sure.
Fuck this guy. He thinks he can do what I do, but anybody can, probably.
You know what? I think that's like that in anything, though. I mean, it's funny because I, you know, there's a little bit of that when you're... You know, I mean, for us, I guess we sort of deserve it, but we're credited as being the, you know, some of the pioneers of pop punk. And, you know, we hold that badge of honor, you know, in high regard, but, you know, there was a little, I would say that we probably there was a bit of time where sort of the new group was coming up, you know, and it's just like, God damn it. They're just doing exactly what we used to do. That's our shit, you know? But, you know, I don't know. You just sort of have to let that shit roll off because it really doesn't do you any good. And it's definitely not good for the industry for anybody. I think it benefits everybody, you know, when things start to get to are popularized and even and because it just allows more access to everyone. So there's plenty of people out there to listen to plenty of podcasts.
Napier, a funny thing I saw that Bowling for Soup did that I just wanted to mention because it's funny. When I was doing my research on Jarrett and trying to, you know, not be shitty, I saw that they recorded Fountains of Wayne's Stacy's Mom.
Yeah.
And on the album cover, it says... Fountains or Stacy's Mom because people think that we did it anyway, so we might as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So for years and years, I mean, and it happens to me. It happens to me at least once a week. It'll be like something where I'm at karate with my son, or you know, dance with my daughter, and someone will be like, "Hey, I heard you're in Bowling for Soup." And, yes, I am, and you just kind of know it's either going to be one thing or the other, and very often it's, man, I love Stacey's that song, Stacey's Mom, or I am Stacey's Mom, and I'll be like, oh, you have a daughter named Stacy? That's a lovely name.
Do you know those guys?
I do. I know them really well, actually. I've written with Adam many times,
yeah.
And we wrote we have a Bowling for Soup song called High School Never Ends that he and I wrote together.
Oh.
And so, yeah, I know them really well. So I actually wanted to do a sort of like a duet thing where we do a song called Stacy's Mom in 1985. Just sort of like just describe what her life was like back then. But they take themselves really seriously. Adam, not so much, but the band takes themselves pretty seriously. And they're busy. So
they're very protective of the art that is Stacy's Mom.
They are, but you know, the funny thing is I did it, and you know, I sort of did it as one of those things where I'm just like, and I told him I was going to do it. I'm just like, this is silly. Like, everybody thinks we did this, and you know, and they're searching Bowling for Soup Stacy's mom. If you search Stacy's mom, like at this was before we recorded it, but the second thing that came up was Bowling for Soup on Google, and before we ever even touched it. And so I recorded it, and we sold 8,000 downloads just on iTunes alone that December.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So, I mean, it's money in their pocket, too.
Sure.
They still own the song. I just own the master, so they get publishing every time somebody buys it or
You just filled that demand for Bowling for Soup, Stacy's mom.
Too. Adam Schlesinger is the songwriter for the band, and he's the bass player. And he goes, I sent it to him after we did it, and he goes, and this is a quote from him. I didn't say this, but he goes, it's so cool to hear our song where the vocals are in tune. I got to think out of that.
Well, Jarrett, thank you so much for doing this. Again, JarrettGoesToTheMovies.com. Go there, check out the back episodes. ET dropping Thursday.
Yep, and guys, thanks for reaching out to me. I really enjoyed it, and would love to do it again sometime.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Next time,
we'll have you guys sit in on a. We're starting to do some Google Hangouts and stuff like that, and gonna start putting people in our podcast. So maybe I can return the favor.
Sounds great. Awesome, yeah, again, appreciate it, Jarrett, and we'll catch you later on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Take it easy. Drunk.
Hello.
Drunk, you're here.
I'm here.
The real star of the show has arrived. Guys, again, JarrettGoesToTheMovies.com. I rarely find a podcast that I enjoy, but I think they have 10 episodes out. I listened to all 10 of them in the last couple of days because they're a lot of fun.
Which one do you recommend? Like, which movie were they going on about?
They do, like, pretty universal movies, like, you know, like movies that everybody has seen, like Star Wars and Back to the Future. And I listened to Fight Club the other day, and I remember Fight Club was a lot of fun.
Now, are these current movies that are coming out?
They talk about movies that everyone has already seen. Like, he just said they're doing E.T. this week.
Excellent.
I mean, it's like everybody's seen E.T. But really, if you haven't even seen the movie, which, I mean, there hasn't been a case where it's been a movie I haven't seen. It's sort of about movies, but not really. It's a good show. I enjoyed it. And Jarrett was fun to talk to.
You know what they should do?
Jarrett made it easy. Thanks for your help, by the way, Napier. You're always so good at these.
Exactly. That's why I get these together for you. Why I keep contacting folks to get people on here.
Drunk, are you a fan of the Bowling for Soup?
Yeah, that Stacy's mom song is awesome.